Deutschland über alles in der Welt.
Das ist ja wunderbar. Fräulein Rupp. If you would be so kind.
The property of Radio Rio Dio, 100,000 watts of faith healing power, and its unauthorized use may be punished by fine and incarceration. Amen.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody.
It's good enough for me.
Give me that old time.
Small town, USA. Average people, ordinary people. The folks next door. Walk down any street, knock on any door, and who will you meet? Your neighbors. That's what it's all about. Friendly people, getting to know one another, pulling together for the mutual good. At work and at play, giving new meanings to the word democracy. People like Mr. Peterbilt, a man to the name born. His obsession, garbage. His profession, sanitary engineer. His avocation, fucking.
Lola Langusta, practitioner of the black sock, fount of drug-induced fantasies. Lola Langusta, hotter than a Mexican's lunch.
Semper Fidelis, the door-to-door salesman. Out there on a shoeshine and a customer. Bon vivant, raconteur, connoisseur of baubles, bangles, and beads. Lingerie's his game, plundering's his name. A boudoir bandit raiding the coffers of the absent husband as he draws a veil of gossamer over the eyes of the bedazzled housewife.
Culture in small town is represented by the tempestuous Teuton, Martin Bormann, equally at home with the grand and the grave. Both grungy laborers, Beau Badger on the left, Tyrone on the thigh,
clambering over the Grand Tetons and the Quatara Depression that is Junkyard Sal, slaving and slavering together for the common good. Their employer and liege, an Amazon, sucking dry the marrow of the laboring class.
Lamar's shed, true to his name, hoisting high his petard, always breaking rank to fight another day.
And people like Flovilla Thatch, dental assistant, sexual surrogate, double-gated paramedic, indispensable to the populace of small town. The scat man, Zebulon, affable, well-meaning, man's best friend, seldom ever an Uncle Tom. Lavonia, never a headache, ever girding her loins for low body blows, pubic to pubic, wallowing in the empty saddles of small town. Both dentist and marriage counselor, Dr. Asa Lavender, DDS. Fighting tartar, soothing flaming roots, cleaving together a house divided. The callow youth Rhett, bumptuous teenager, potential decathlon champion, qualifying in 9 events but lacking in 1. Small town is like your town and my town, where Main Street still works. If you're still searching for the American dream, then search no longer. It's right here in Small Town USA. Behind every door, a story. Behind every story, a good woman, like the buxotic Eufaula Root. Yet, that's another tale.
But not every story is so simple. Yes, believe it or not, even in small town USA, there are still people who are unfulfilled and unrelieved in the midst of plenty.
Oh, my God. And I was blind too, brothers and sisters. But now I see, and you'll see the light too on Rio Dia Radio. 100,000 watts of clear channel healing on the salvation of the Southwest. Now for all you listeners who got your pencils ready during that last inspiring hymn, here's the address for those blessed handkerchiefs I was telling you about. First, send a dollar. Only $1, but no stamps or checks, please, brothers and sisters. To Hanky, Rio Dia, Texas. Care of your evangelist of the airwaves, Sister Yafala Roop, bringing you salvation and hope to all of you folks at home and those listening over the radios of their pickups, four-wheelers, hardtops, RVs. But now it's time again for our healing service. You've heard of laying on of hands. You've heard of laying on of feet. Well, I've got a simply wonderful piece of news for all you wonderful people today. Rio Dia Radio has entered the born-again electronic age of healing, the laying on of radio. Now, I know there are people out there who aren't feeling just right tonight. Maybe they can't quite put a finger on it, but gosh, they know something's wrong. Maybe a joint that's stiff and sore. Maybe nothing worse than a bad head cold. Or maybe you're among the bedridden or the laid up. Well, you're just the folks we're gonna heal tonight. You know, they say healing can take place in mysterious ways. For the ways of the universe are strange, brothers and sisters. So we're gonna try something new tonight. We're gonna heal over the radio. That's right, brothers and sisters. I want you to place your afflicted parts right there on top of your radio. That's it. Just place the part that's ailing on the radio. Now let's heal. Whatever it is that hurts, make it stop hurting. What's stiff, make it limber. What's shrunken, make it large. And what's been violated, make it whole again. We rest our case on thee! That a lovely hymn, and didn't they sing it just wonderfully? Why, it's almost enough to send shivers down your spine, brothers and sisters, hearing such lovely music. And I also certainly hope you benefited from tonight's marvelous healing service. For no matter how much punishment we may take, friends, no matter how tortured, how assaulted, how pummeled our very innermost beings may become, no matter how much we may despair in the darkness of the lonely night, there can come a healing hand to take that which was tired and give it new strength. And gee, isn't that wonderful? A marvelous feeling, and the very best of all, that which was dead bringing it new life.
There, Lamar, doesn't that feel good?
Nice. So we conclude our broadcasting day here at Rio Dia Radio in Rio Dia, Texas. This is your own sister, your father, Ruth, psalm singer.
All you need is a little rest, Lamar.
Wishing you a good night's sleep from the salvation of the Southwest. Healing you on AM, healing you on FM, healing you from one end of the dial to the other. This is 100,000 watts of down-home therapy saying so long till tomorrow.
The dawn's early light comes to small town every day, and with it, the events of the night before are forgotten. Private enterprise, the cornerstone of small town. Junkyard Sal helps architect the American dream. The discards of progress. Scrap iron into plowshares, plowshares into Minutemen. Yesterday's Pontiac becomes tomorrow's Polaris as small town arms the nation. Industry on the march, from steam engines to steam irons, from bicycles to bulldozers, and then onto the junk heap of history. There are big jobs to be done in small town, and small town has the men to do them. And there's no use lingering over bygones when it's off to work we go.
Hey, Lamar! You forgot your lunch bucket!
Oh, thank you. Oh. Peanut butter again, I hope.
Bye.
So long. Sal? Sorry I'm late. I'll put in some overtime tonight to make up for it.
It takes all kinds to work at Junkyard Sal's. Like Zebulon, member of one of the many minority groups in small town's bubbling melting pot. One day, his dream is to own a junkyard of his own. Then there's Bo Badger and his faithful sidekick, Tyrone. Bo's a redneck, lean and mean. Tyrone's a racist. Crude, rude, and tattooed. Dropouts from the rat race of life. Human flotsam. Useless roadblocks in the avenue of progress. Bitterly envious of the lower classes. Rejected by the volunteer army. Their choice in life is a sad but simple one. The drunk tank or the scrap heap. But at Junkyard Sal's, they can find at last a useful purpose. Because even they can be recycled to be made useful again in Sal's scheme of things.
No shit.
Junkyard Sal's, a microcosm of the industrial might that provides small town and the nation with leisure time opportunities. Leisure time to pursue the dream of every red-blooded girl in small town. The assault and seduction of an innocent young stud. And who is our Livonia to ignore an old adage? Let's see. Something about the devil finds work for idle hands? Or something like that. Of Livonia, give me the boy and I'll give you back the man. But even with such an enthusiastic instructor, a young man's first lesson in human sexuality are often a matter of sink or swim. Should he be plunged at once into the deepest waters of carnal knowledge, or encouraged to splash about while building his courage in the shallows of foreplay? Livonia has an unusual approach, to say the least. And so, in the murky waters of desire, first the unrestrained assault, then the subtle seduction. It's good to be a fast learner, but young men are too quick to learn. But, in Livonia's judgment, it is far more fruitful to mother, to nurture a young lad with encouragement on the sandbar of dalliance, just before unleashing the wild ecstasies of the final examination. Folks in small town play hard, and they work hard, too. They like to be doing something hard all the time.
Come on, let me give you a hand.
Never send a man to do a woman's job.
Now stand back!
That's Junkyard Sal's motto, and she's backed it up with spectacular success in the scrap iron industry.
Lamar, get your ass away from that car door!
As a scrap iron entrepreneur, opening new doors for women in all lines of work, Sal is a sexual pioneer, way out there in the front lines of women's liberation.
You really know how to handle this, Rick.
You seem kind of peaked today, Lamar. You get enough rest last night?
Had a great night's sleep.
That Lamar's horny young chick gets all the rest she needs.
I bet so too, Bo.
I'd sure like to give her a sleepless night.
Yeah, a sleepless night.
What do you say, Lamar? Why don't you step over to the office? Grab a little shut-eye. It's got a nice big bed.
No, honestly, Sal, I feel neat.
Scared of the ball?
No, it's just that I got a lot on my mind, what with my correspondence school course and
everything. Correspondence school, shit.
You said it, Bo. Shit.
Just trying to improve a lot in life. Make a little more money. Get an extra job at night.
Anytime you want to put a little overtime in, Lamar.
Yeah, sure, Sal. I'll know where to go.
Meanwhile, back on the Pecos, in the School of Bucolic Dalliance, young Rhett passes with flying colors and a B+. The satisfied and dedicated instructress Lavonia has opened up broad new vistas of athletic endeavor for her gratified student.
What's your name?
My name's Rhett, ma'am.
Oh, what a nice name. How old are you?
I'm 14, ma'am.
I never had a 14-year-old joint. I mean, a boy named Rhett before. Yeah. Rhett's got a lot of size for his size.
I'd like you to show
Look
you,
at
Sal.
That kiss ass, Lamar. Yeah, Bo, kiss ass.
Now, you stop criticizing Lamar that way.
Now, why does he have to go talking shit like
that? Shit like what?
Sticking up for Lamar. When you know he's just the boss lady's new stud.
New stud, yeah.
I'm not gonna listen to that kind of talk anymore. And besides, I've got my job.
I don't see why Zeblin has to stand up for that candy ass he calls a friend.
Yeah, Bo. Candy ass friend.
Now, I don't want to hear you talk about Lamar that way, or any friend of mine.
Zeblin, you in such bad need of friends.
Oh, I'm not gonna talk to you white trash anymore. Fuck yourself.
How?
Obscene rednecks.
Okay, guys, knock it off before somebody gets hurt.
See there, Tyrone? I always told you Zeblin had a lot of white blood in him.
Yeah, a lot of white blood.
The last stand of free enterprise, Semper Fidelis, door-to-door salesman. While others risk coronaries behind their desks, he takes to the open road. Fidelis is the most successful door-to-door salesman in small-town USA. Maybe that's because he doesn't sell the same tired old items, the greeting cards, toiletries, and vacuum cleaner brushes, but bizarre lingerie by Frederico's of Wisconsin. The famed establishment that has inflamed the fantasies of the middle class for more than a generation. And how convenient to make a selection right in the privacy of your own living room.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I'd like to introduce myself to you. I'm Semper Fi Dallas, and I'm from Federico's. You know, the lingerie firm. And we're introducing our brand new spring line to a selected group of ladies like yourself. And I'm sure I'll have something in here that you find particularly interesting. Yes, particularly interesting for you. Peace the resistance.
A satin dress? Rhinestone. Purdy. A beautiful wig. Oh, a gold necklace.
A choker? Spanish made simple. I could do a little moonlighting in this outfit.
Yeah, sure as my mama named me Simplified, Dallas, your own husband wouldn't recognize you.
Oh, Lamar. Lamar, shit.
Hey.
Amigo, I'm interested to know what you have in that other box.
Oh, I don't believe Madam would be interested in that case over there.
Oh, yes, I would.
Well, the items in that case are for our male customers.
You mean faggots were this?
Ooh, I do have some thing I'd like to show.
Like what?
A bus development pump by Federico's of Wisconsin.
You just attach it to your kitchen faucet. Let me show you. May I?
A bus developer for me? Sexist asshole.
I meant no offense.
Mr. Fidelis, do you make them for men?
A bus developer for men?
Not for their butts, dummy. To make them larger. Much bigger.
Ooh, what an intriguing idea. I'll have to take that up with the home office and Racine.
The bra is fine, the crotchless panties divine.
I'm not wealthy or renowned, but I get my share of pussy in this here town.
Garterbelt's cute and rhymes with root. And since I donned these fishnet hose, I can see how your affection grows.
When it comes to bodies, you're a star. Thank God I got another pair of britches out in the car.
Money's tight. Times are hard. Won't you take a credit card?
When it comes to paying this, I'm your man. Let's work out an installment plan. And you can take that to the bank.
Hey, Lamar, where are you going?
Straight home, Zebulon.
Uh-huh. You ain't going nowhere. The boss lady wants to see you.
I guess this means overtime.
Hardly the end of an eventful day for Lamar, but the busy worker is a happy worker, and the happy worker has a busy boss, and the busy worker makes a happy boss.
It's all well and good for Lamar to fuck his way through correspondence school as long as he doesn't forget he's a rear window man. Sometimes opportunity knocks but once, something Junkyard Sal has made abundantly clear.
Lamar, honey, why don't y'all come on inside? Take a load off your feet.
Sal, I gotta be getting on home. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
And consider that Lamar's future hangs in the balance.
Fuck, Sal. I only got one way to go.
One way at a time is enough for me. Inside, Lamar, or you gonna find your ass drawing unemployment checks. Motherfucker!
Rising from the smoldering ashes of rebellion.
Come on, let's watch.
Yeah, Paul, let's watch.
Generation gathered power and force, feeding on itself. A firestorm of a new moral conception. Uprisings and revolutions spread to all parts of the hemisphere, where the odious serfmaster systems that exist.
Paul, I bet.
The Holocaust that engulfed this tiny island burst forth in similar conflagrations all over the globe. Born of this same torment, a document that altered the fate of oppressed millions. The Emancipation Proclamation signaled the abolition of slavery in the United States of America.
What to do? I cooperate or lose my job?
Lamar has a simple choice. Either he comes across in the sack or it's goodbye correspondence school. But when you're the boss, lady, who's going to argue?
Men and music go together.
Get to work, Lamar! Rio Dio Radio, salvation of the Southwest. 100,000 watts, healing with faith. Your salvation too, brothers and sisters, if you love Solace and Sucker.
That's right, friends.
And if you love one another, yes, this is Sister Yafala Roop. Faith healing.
Easy, Sal.
Watch it! Watch it!
Once again in the laying on of radio.
Damn it!
This is our afternoon healing session, an afternoon of solace and succor. But before we commence with it, I'd like to ask you this very personal question. Have you received your Mount Rushmore and Holy Land satin occasional pillows yet? Folks from all over our 38 state listening area have been riding in with repeat, yes I say repeat orders for these lovely pillows. They just can't get enough of them. If you haven't ordered yours, listen to this description and see if you can resist the opportunity to own your own set of Mount Rushmore and Holy Land satin occasional pillows. One side, the familiar faces at Mount Rushmore. Yes, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and Aaron Burr gaze out at you in the privacy of your own living room in vivid fire glow colors against
the light. Damn it, sir, I told you this is the way I do it.
Right.
That's what I like to do.
Dead Sea, Noah's Ark, and the Wailing Wall, bringing the good book to life right now.
Right on.
Right on. Right on. Money order and your name and address, but no stamps or personal check, man. To Pillow, Rio Dio, Texas.
And now, friends, yes, it's time for our afternoon healing session.
Honey,
and as always, Radio Rio Dio's electronic miracle, the laying on of radio.
I warned you, Sal. I only got one word.
Oh, no, you can't.
And then we pray that what was split asunder be made whole again. That what was weak be made strong. That what was short be made long. And what was insatiable, fashioned.
Okay, have it your way, Lamar.
But remember, dear friends,
my sisters and brothers, if you have trouble reaching your brain or anything else,
Badger, you've been asking for that, you India son of a bitch.
Now for you, Tyrone!
What's your hurry, Tyrone?
I'm not in a hurry. It's just getting late and I have to be going. Don't fuck around with me. I don't like you. Tyrone, you yellow-bellied coward!
Push that time clock for the last time, you peeping creeps. If there's anything I can't stand, is goddamn preverts. And that goes for you too, Lamar, until you see it my way. I can't stand a man who won't look a good fuck in the eye.
And so, dear friends, if you've got your afflicted part on the radio, together with your Holy Rushmore satin pillow, join me now in reprising that wonderful favorite hymn of mine, Sucker Me, Sucker Me.
Must keep asking himself why he's burdened with this cross to bear. And days like today add insult to injury to a man like Shed, who asks little more from life than a correspondence school diploma and connubial bliss with a pneumatic Livonia. Small wonder, then, that Lamar joins small town and the nation in proclaiming, thank God it's Friday. Show business.
There's no business like it, not even in easygoing small town. And the local superstar is Lola Langusta, the hottest tamale south of the Rio Grande. Her maddening body beating out a tattoo on the libido of her sweaty audience. Lola Langusta, a gringo audience pleaser. Numero uno. Yes, sir. Number one, as they say, down Mexico way. Well, Lamar is a few minutes late. Instead of heading straight home to the bosom of his family, small town's all-American working man can't resist a refreshing pause and a long, cool, tall one. But why this place of all the watering holes in town? Fate? Or have the rigors of the day turned Lamar on to the intrigue that lurks within? Langusta looks like one pretty familiar tamale. As a matter of fact, she's a dead ringer for Livonia, Lamar's old lady. Well, let me see.
That'll be $2.
Maybe the hair is a little different, but you'll see that's Livonia herself under all that war paint. If you'll just search your memory a little, maybe you'll remember that she ran into a Fredericos of Wisconsin lingerie drummer, Semper Fidelis, who planted a seed in Livonia's mind. An idea. A way to maybe get around Lamar's bizarre sexual leanings and set him back on the straight and narrow again. All it would take, Livonia figured, would be a clever disguise and some disarming Mexican lingo sexy enough to turn Lamar around. But even so, wouldn't you think a guy would recognize his own old lady, even in a wig? I guess what you gotta keep in mind here is that we're dealing with a guy who only has an IQ of about 37. Well, that's one way of getting someone's attention. Even a guy who's not exactly playing with a full deck.
Otra cerveza, por favor.
There's a Michael Finn in the house. That lozenge would stop Godzilla's clock.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Lamar upstairs.
It's a good thing Lamar didn't finish his beer. And now Livonia, Lola Langusta will attempt what is impossible for anyone except she who is the hottest tamale both sides of the Rio Grande. Yes, to inspire an erection in a man drugged into unconsciousness by ministering and manipulating his dick to every possible degree. Her mission? To free Lamar from beneath the valley so that even he will be capable of looking a good fuck straight in the eye. There are many ways of tackling a problem, but a good therapist will begin by dealing with basics.
Okay, gringo, Lola tiene algo mucho mejor para ti. Te va a dar la mejor cogida de tu vida. Hey, ¿no te gusta Lola Langusta? ¿Te gusta tu cerveza mejor? ¿Te gusta tu cerveza mejor que el C? Jamás te equivocas, ¿eh, gringo? ¿Qué es esto? Nada. ¿Eres hombre? ¿Eres medio hombre? Lola te va a hacer todo de hombre. ¡Ándale! ¡Ah! ¡Vámonos, hijo! ¡No estamos sur de la frontera! ¡No lo hacemos como en México! ¡No mañana! ¡Hoy! ¡Ahora! ¡Ay, caramba! ¿Qué es lo que dices, Sancho? No te oigo muy bien. Tú no dices que Lola Langusta es la más linda mujer del mundo.
Resolute, undaunted, Lola must dip more deeply into her reservoir of carnal magic.
Ya sé lo que tú necesitas. El calcetín negro nunca falta.
In Lola's own words, the black sock never fails.
Solamente eres miedoso.
Aquí. She begins by deftly threading Lamar's limber burrito into it.
Déjame dar calor a tu enchilada. Eso. Ahora nadie te puede ver. Tranquílate, porque vas a hacer a Lola Langusta una mujer muy feliz. Sí.
In no time at all, Lola Langusta's efforts will pay off. Shifting gears to the old broom handle ply. The maximum result is almost instantaneous.
Eres la verga más grande del mundo que yo he visto. Me encanta. Me encanta tu verga.
All that remains is the ultimate test.
Ahora te ves bueno, muy, muy bueno.
Lola celebrates the excellent results of her ministrations using Lamar's inert body beneath her as a living dildo.
¿Estás gringo, tú sabes? No hablas mucho, pero en la cama tú serás bueno y no hay problema.
Where am I?
¿Qué es eso, gringo?
What
happened? ¿Qué es eso? ¿Tú dices que no la Langusta es la más linda mujer en el mundo? ¡Ah! ¡Sobre! ¡Sobre de más!
One can readily see that Lola's thing boils down to good straight sex and no funny stuff. A silent willing man is a good willing member.
Ay, 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 ay. Lola no come, gringo. Gringo no come, Lola. Aquí viene otro beso. Mejor que el otro beso. Cógeme. Más una buena acogida. Nada curioso.
What happened?
Oh. Hey, what's happening?
Dios mío, gringo. Lo que tú necesitas es algo para revivirte.
To
dry out an alcoholic requires more than conversation, and to turn around Lamar's rear window tendencies, Lola, or Lavonia, as you choose, knows that the service she has rendered, though spectacularly therapeutic, hardly represents a cure. One thing for sure, Lola's got to get rid of Lamar pronto if the healing therapy is to continue. And the classic threat of a returning husband, certainly under the circumstances, is a sure bet to get the show on the road. Even though Lola's lingo is still Latin, she dishes up a pretty fair picture of her freaked-out old man, 7 feet tall and meaner than a junkyard dog, with a pig sticker twice the size of the one she's wielding, and to gild the lily, a stated backup of 6 burly, bloodthirsty, gringo-hating vaqueros. Mexican cowboys to you. Well, Lola, let's call her by her real name. Lavonia's dynamic persuasion penetrates Lamar's zonk gourd, setting his ass in gear. Lest we forget and ignore the quantum leap that could make medical history, Lamar did fuck straight, even though unconscious and protected by a long black nylon sock. But, and this is important, he still has yet to look a good fuck straight in the eye. You ever have one of those days when nothing seemed to go right? Well, let's see what Lola, I mean Lavonia, is up to.
Thank you.
Got your hat, ma'am.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much.
Confused? There's no need to be. This is really a very simple story.
Break a break, wetness to salad bowls. Come on over, Mr. Peterbilt, and I'll eat your lunch 10-4.
Clock. Almost 2 hours till quitting time in small town USA, but some folks are never ready to quit. Gladly do they teach and gladly do they learn. This morning, Lavonia held summer school with young Rhett. Now she's doing postgraduate work with the industrious Mr. Peterbilt. Huh. Why does she look at the clock so intently? Well, I expect it'll take Lamar quite some time to get those blown tires changed. Uh-oh. Sooner than I thought. Well, this ought to be interesting.
Where the hell have you been? I got a week's load of salad parked out back drawing flies. 10-4.
It is gone, now gone, man. I'll give you an atomizo. Mejor que el atomizo. Cógeme. Give
this wig. What about this dress? And these goddamned red shoes?
You know them scampers I've been saving.
And a pig's ass. Who the fuck is that?
Get out!
Mr. Peterbilt. But no man!
You'll hear from my attorney in the morning!
It won't hold up in court. Besides, Peterbilt's all talk and Lavonia's got his number. Could it be that there's more here than meets the eye?
You only thought I was doing something bad, Lamar, that you saw me being unfaithful.
That settles it, Lavonia. We gotta have help. Professional help. We're gonna save this relationship.
Save their relationship? Well, maybe a means to an end.
There's no question in my mind, Lavonia. The only man who can solve my problem is Dr. Asa Lavender.
For years, he's been small town's friendly next-door dentist and part-time marriage counselor. Uh-oh, here they come.
Well, as I was saying, even in peaceful small town, there's not much Dr. Lavender hasn't seen or done. But this is a case for the record books. A handsome young man with a beautiful woman, and he can only satisfy his needs by... Well, you know, Lamar's problem. Lavonia's problem, if we can call it a problem, is far less complicated. She suffers from enthusiasm.
Well, anyway, it's a case for individual therapy as we leave Lavonia and Lamar to the tender mercies of Dr. Lavender and Nurse Flovilla Thatch.
Well, and what is your problem today?
I can only get it off when I'm rimming Lavonia.
All the
toilet. It's a real pain in the ass.
Yes, I understand. Oh, yes, of
well,
course.
Well, the problem is really Lamar's. I've only come to have my teeth cleaned.
Teeth cleaned? Yeah. Well, I see. First things first. You come with me, my dear. While Nurse Thatch gives a preliminary diagnosis of the man. What a gorgeous looking couple.
Now, ma'am, that could lead to a whole pack of trouble. What you want to go messing with my problem for? Don't you know what they say about pouring more oil on the fire?
Nothing your old man can't handle.
Oh, Dad get old quick.
Get out of my closet, you bitch. Oh! Pussycat.
We're gonna have a good time. Let's see.
Pussy.
17 inches divided by 2
Pussy
is...
Pussycat.
Oh.
Pussy. Cunt. I'm speaking to you, slut.
Jezebel, terrible.
Lamar, this is your last chance.
Oh.
Lamar! Your queen is speaking to you. Do you hear me? Lamar? You bitch! Oh. Lamar, don't you play games with me? Vacate my closet immediately. Do you hear me, you cut? You come out of here right now. I'm going to down the door. Good very spot, you bitch. You closet queen. Oh, thank you.
To the marriage counseling profession.
Fuck you, pussy cat!
Humbug!
If that was any example of Dr. Lavender's professional standards, his shingle should be hanging by a mighty thin thread. He'd even give malpractice a clean bill of health. And as for Lamar, I'd say he's just about at the end of his rope. He's exhausted his options by barking up the wrong tree. Either he gets his own ass in gear, or it's goodbye, Lavonia, and all that fun and loving. Pity.
You and your goddamn bright ideas.
If Lamar is ever going to find deliverance, he'll have to shoot the rapids in someone else's canoe.
You're tuned to Rio Dio Radio, Heaven's Top 40, where for 1 week only, we're offering our genuine plastic
illuminated waterfall for only $9.98. That's right, $9.98 postage and handling included. Gosh, neighbors, you'll want to appreciate this work of art in your own parlor. It looks like a real waterfall.
Reminds me of my wonderful trip to Tijuana. Niagara. And yet, unlike a real waterfall, it will never disappoint you by running dry. It's made of durable, industrial-strength plastic designed to keep running day in and day out, month after month, year after year. Batteries not included. Just send $9.98, but no stamps or checks.
Please, brothers and sisters, to Waterfall, Rio Dio, Texas. Care of Sister Yafala Roof, the top 40 faith healer and Salvador of the Southwest, saying,
think about this question. Have you considered trading in self-abuse for self-realization?
Yes, self-realization through the liquid of life which gave birth to us all.
To the little birdies and the little fishies, the little doggies, the little cuties, and the little babies.
And isn't that wonderful? Water cleansing the body, the soul, the extremities.
Immersion is the only answer. Water to nurture, to succor, to inundate, to cleanse. Golly, it's a beautiful notion. And by gosh, brothers and sisters, the very thought just makes pins and needles race up and down my spine. And now, let me ask you something, friend. How many times have you found yourself in the dark?
Lavonia, maybe if this don't work, then I'll never bother you again.
In the privacy of your own bedroom. Maybe what you need is our new self.
That's right, 12 cells for extra power. You never know when an emergency will come up,
and 2 cells just won't do.
2 cells are fine for the little jobs, but for the big jobs, you need a big, handsome flashlight. A 12-cell flashlight. Longer lasting. It won't go off. I mean, it won't go out when you need it most. And now, today's laying on of radio healing service will come in an hour. But first, this gentleman, yes, dear friends, and you are dear to me, each and every single one of you. I can't tell you how much.
And now, today's laying on of radio,
radio healing service will be delayed for an hour because of technical difficulties beyond our desires. Beyond our control, that is. But I promise you, dear friend, that just as soon as I can, as soon as I can straighten out my technical, my problems, my technical difficulties, we'll be back because each and every one dear to me, that is. So join with us now in this interlude of uplifting hymns.
What can I do for you, brother?
I want to be saved. I want to be solaced and succored.
Let me slip into something more devout.
Breaker, break. Wetness to salad bowls. My lube job's overdue.
We're cut.
Breaker,
Brothers and sisters, we now interrupt this program. Radio Rio Dio in Rio Dio, Texas, 100,000 watts of faith healing power, brings you for the first time, live from our studio, an on-the-spot coverage of an actual solace and succor service by your own sister, Eufala Roop, who will heal a young man whose name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Now we take you live to Studio A, Sister Roop, Sinner X, and the Tub of Joy. Broadcast of an actual on-the-spot solace and succor service by the Salvator of the Southwest. Now, Sister Eufala Roop's closing thoughts.
Brothers and sisters, if you're not saved, do what I did. Save yourself.
And now, brothers and sisters, while Sister Roop realigns her spheres of spiritual thrust, a selection of stirring hymns and martial airs prepared and gifted to us by our sister station, Radio Joplin.
Seagull to salad bowl. We still got a shit pot full of leaving, boy. If you don't haul it off, the possums will. Get your ass in here. 10-4.
Perhaps a sociologist could explain why Livonia risks her ideal relationship, her prospects for a rosy future, all for an adulterous liaison with small town's garbage czar.
You're tough.
One more time, Peterbilt. One more time.
Oh, no, I gotta split. Besides, your old man will be due home any time. And I don't want any more of that shit.
There's still another hour for supper. We got a lot.
Ah, shit. Get your ass out of my face. I don't eat pussy. South America. Easy, Lavonia, easy. The damn thing's as sore as a boil. Oh, 6 times in 2 hours.
Concentrate, Mr. Peterbilt. All you have to do is concentrate.
But why in the world is Lavonia once again taking Mr. Peterbilt to bed? Curious.
Oh, flip me over. Now, now, flip me.
I'm whoop, Lavonia. I'm as weak as a muley cat.
Come on, Mr. Peterbilt. Climb the mountain one more time. It'll be the best. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe we've been too hard on Lavonia. Surely it isn't carnal desire that drives her on. Even Mr. Peterbilt's homebreaker isn't worth a broken home.
Mrs. Peterbilt here. You're 2 hours late for my oil change. If you're not home in 15 minutes, I'll see you in court, bimbo.
Oh, Lamar, I thought you'd never come.
Me neither.
Lamar, you're all straightened out.
Yep.
It didn't do no good. Faith Healer, my aunt.
Religion, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love.
Excuse me, Lavonia.
Oh, Lamar, I feel like a virgin again. Oh, Lamar. More cock. Oh, I want it. Give me more cock. Hey,
wrap your legs tight. Tie it around me.
Oh, you're great. Better, Mr. Peterbilt. I love it.
Peterbilt's a bad guy, Lavonia.
Yeah, Lamar. Real bad.
Back in your pants, Mr. Fidelis. Oh, I tell you, friends, that song brings me real thoughts. I can't say what a comfort it is, especially in these busy. That's what we need. Self-realization in the... Oh. Yeah.
good vibration from. Today. I can just. Woo! Tell how much. Laying it on the radio, and. Like anybody else.
This is your announcer again. We have an unprecedented epoch in the annals of radio broadcasting. Yes, for the second time today, Sister Eufala Roop will bestow an abundance of solace and succor upon a young sinner. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's enough.
Sure, folks play around a little in small town, but that's just to keep things from getting too darn peaceful. And if they don't get what they want the first time around, well, there's always tomorrow. In addition to the championship, there's always more than one bowl game at the end of the season.
Junkyard.
More cock! Cock! Give me more cock!
Oh, I didn't know you were still around, RM. There's something for everyone here in small town. That's why it's such a swell place to live. Well, look at Lamar. Now that he and Lavonia have gotten their act together, I bet he'll buckle down and maybe even take some postgraduate work. Then again, maybe he'll never get back to hitting the books.
What's she gonna give me for my birthday?
You're getting there right now!
Seems like old times!
But only on your birthday!
Anyway, if you should ever find yourself down in this neck of the woods again, you be sure to pay us a visit. To small town, cradle to the nation.
An address, but no stamps or checks, friends. The pillow, real deal check. And now, friends, yes?
You know my 14-year-old son, Rhett, but I don't believe you've met my Austrian wife, Super Soul. Say hello, family, to the folks out there in movie land.
Hi.
The Gates.
Now, son, if you plan to be around to see your 15th birthday, you better pull out that thing you call a dick and let your father show you how it's done.
It's long, and what with insatiable, satiated.
Oh, then goes the Schwan, this ganz tief in meinem Bauch.
Hey,
Like the old man said, walk down any street, knock on any door, and who will you meet? Average people, ordinary people, down-home people. Yeah, like the folks next door. Take Rhett, for example, a young punk with a big future. But frankly, he doesn't give a damn. Or the dame Lola Langusta, Mexico's own Susan B. Anthony. Too bad those tits haven't been commemorated on a 2-peso note of her own. And that palooka Peterbilt, 86 with his own club. Low Villa Thatch. Yeah, she knew all the answers. Now she's a very practical nurse. And Zebulon proved the American way is the only way. Now it's nothing less than Hollywood for him. Or the Austrian wife Super Soul, milking young elks at will. You follow Roop. Solace and succor for the masses. Her coffers bulging. And tax-exempt, of course. Asa Lavender. He's blown his cover, but he'll turn up. Like maybe a doctor, lawyer, or an Indian chief. Even a school teacher. Lavonia. What can I say? A pulverizing crucible of fulfillment. If her brand of adultery could be bottled and pushed by the colonel, she'd own the town. Then there's Lamar. He found that something as precious as love brings with it a demand for an occasional change of pace. Kitten Natividad, a Latin Brunhilde. All the Lorelei's rolled into one. But take it from me, that's another tale. Paris Creations, direct from Paraguay.
Catch it,
Semper Fidelis, his pneumatic crutch shoring up the beaver dams of small town. Junkyard Sal. A full day's pay for an honest day's work. And never a charge for overtime. Oh, I forgot. Borman. How thoughtless of me. Marty, he's finally found peace in his beloved desert.
Das Bier, das fließt vom Fallen fast. Er bleibt nicht nur bei einer Mast.
Oh,
that's
me, that's me. Oh, that's me. More time. Oh, more
time. Hey, kitten,
time.
Let's go. Where in the hell's the crew? Well, no matter. Let me check out on a historical note. A matter of military records. Borman's teeth and gums were found some years after World War II. But they never found him. There he is. Alive and well, sweetheart. Living proof that gentle will all your steps be as you venture beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens.
Marty! Oh, it's so much better without your teeth. Oh.
This is your follow-up. Oh, Mrs.
Be sure to watch for the further adventures of the bountiful Livonia, challenging a whole new batch of bosom buddies for horizontal honors in Russ Meyer's The Jaws of Vixen. She'll never let go.